Warm welcome to all of our guests and visitors. And on this 29th Sunday of Ordinary Time, I'm going to take us back to the story of the lepers last week to begin this homily. Just pretend somebody gives you an exercise. They do this. In front of a board, they put the numbers 1 through 10, 1, 2, 3, etc., all the way through 10. And they come up to you and say, "Now, your work is to assign something to your faith to each of these numbers. How could you do it?" Well, let's work on that for a moment today. The numbers 1 through 4 are really pretty easy. Because when we think about the number 1, how many gods do we worship? One. The number 2, when we think about the testaments in the Bible, how many are there? There are 2. And they are the Old and the New Testament. 3, in that one God, there are 3 persons that we worship. And they are the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. 4, think about the 4 gospel writers. They are Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. 5 through 10, it gets a little tricky, so let's take that apart. 7 is another one that's easy. Because when we think about the number 7, we can think about the 7 sacraments. You can think on the 7th day God rested in the story of creation. The number of 10, we can also think about the 10 commandments. 5, 6, 8, and 9 are a little bit trickier, so here's the way I tie something to each of those. The number 5, there's a story that Jesus tells about 5 virgins. 5 are wise and 5 are unwise. The wise ones bring extra flasks, the unwise ones don't. The master is late, the groom in coming, and all of a sudden, when he comes, well, 5 are wise. 5 are ready to enter, and they enter. And the other 5, they come back, it's too late, and Jesus says, "I don't know you." So 5 would be the wise or the unwise virgins in the story of those who brought either extra oil or those who did not. The number 6, we could say this, the number of days God created. 7, God rested. 6 days, God created. 8, Sermon on the Mount to begin Matthew's gospel begins with the Beatitudes. And if you actually count the Beatitudes, how many are there? There are actually 8. 9, this is where we go back to the story of last week. And I actually tie 3 numbers to it. In the story of the lepers, how many were there? 10. So along with the 10 commandments, you can have 10 lepers. How many came back to thank Jesus? 1. 1 God, 1 leper came back to thank Jesus. And that means how many didn't return? 9. And there you have the number 9. The number of lepers who chose not to come back and to thank Jesus. With that, let's move to our readings of today. Poor Moses. Can you imagine having to stand like this all day? Now, as priests, we do this during Mass, Eucharistic prayer, Lord's Prayer, some of the prayers you see us doing this. Okay, this is manageable. This, though, is all day. You think it's easy? Go home and try it the rest of the day. Realize this, that if you did this, guess what happened? Your troops were beaten. They died. That's what happens in the first reading. They get a stone so that Moses can sit on it, and Aaron's on one side, Hur's on the other side, basically holding up the arms. But could you imagine the exercise? Even so? But isn't it amazing what we will do for the good of a cause? It's what he does. As long as it's this, his troops are victorious. Do this, and they die. And with that, let's turn to the gospel of today. Come on, everyone, let's be honest. How many of us have seen a man or a woman coming to us and we say this, "Oh no, here they come. Here they come again. Oh, I can't stand this person. They're always negative. They're always griping about the same thing again." Okay, so what do? We try to jump into any shop that we can find. Even Father, it would be weird, but a lingerie shop we would find, okay? Just to get away from them. For us, we hope beyond hope somebody else comes and we can strike up a conversation. Not so today. They're on a collision course. Here they come. Same thing. Negative, whining, grinding on you. All of a sudden, the same stuff again. How many of us like to hear it? Well, we learn from the gospel of today, there is one that does. And what I'm going to do today is, these last weeks, I found myself praying a lot of the same thing over and over. Now, this isn't going to be exhaustive, but I'm going to share it. I kind of typed it out for us today, what my prayer sounded like probably these last 6 weeks. Not an exhaustive list, but these are some of the things that kept coming back and back again. Now, they are embellished a little bit here, just so you understand where they're headed. So, here we go. Father's prayer in these last 6 weeks. Not all, but some. Dear God, begin quote. I'm really thankful for the people of Resurrection. They are good people. There are many with their own struggles and maybe related to family or an illness who have asked for my prayer. I give them to you. Do I pray that each of the people at Resurrection make it to heaven? At the same time, I feel bad for them. Been asked to be the parish administrator of Blooming Prairie Hayfield and Little Missile, and I took that on July 1st. Thus, I can't preach to the people of Resurrection every weekend. Do I feel bad for the people of Blooming Prairie Hayfield and Little Missile? They need someone who can be present and serve them each day. By the way, they were to get a pastor on October 1st, Father John Wilmont, then he's in a car accident. What's up with that? The week of September 22nd, I was excited for within a week, I could focus on the people of Resurrection and Father Wilmont could give the people of Blooming Prairie, Hayfield, and Little Missile what they so desperately need. Then this, is this a punishment? Has Father Schuster been that bad? I know you don't play favorites, but how about our Minnesota Twins? From jubilation, we now stand on the sidelines again. Are they ever going to win a playoff game? And can you do something about the Yankees? I'm tired of losing to the Yankees. Well, that prayer was answered last night. My brother has begun fall harvest. He, along with all farmers, are afraid. They work hard, and for many, the prices aren't there. I often wonder how they make a living. I know President Trump has promised and given help to certain, if not all, farmers. Yet farmers are prideful people. They don't want to depend upon others. Please keep my brother and all farmers safe this year. I pray for a good crop and decent prices. Oh, and one more thing. My brother gets ornery this time of year. Can you make it more tolerable to be around? Thought goes out to the children in school. I asked myself, how did I manage to sit in a school desk for that many hours each day? Anyway, I too, like them, many of them look forward to this weekend, MEA weekend. The break was always enjoyed. And for those who are in Votech College, a university, or the military, please help them to find their niche. Keep them close to you. Help them to be our hope for the future, because many things, from issues in our own church to the nation and world, seem pretty hard for me to swallow. And a final thought. It's hard to watch parents age. I took my father duck hunting 3 weeks ago. Since he's 84 years old, I gave him a chair to sit on. I can't tell you the number of times ducks would come and land in our decoys. I would tell them to get up and shoot. I forgot that 84 years of age, getting up involves rocking back and forth a few times, grunting while you stand up, saying how stiff you are when you finally stand, and hoping beyond hope your pants don't fall down. To this day, I don't know how the ducks didn't vacate the area with all the commotion, but they never did. In any event, perhaps they knew this, they had nothing to fear. My father shot a lot of holes in the sky. He did manage to down one duck, but I think it died in flight of old age. Anyway, thanks Lord for letting me take him out. One of these times I'll have to leave him with you and the happy hunting grounds called heaven. When that happens, I will have to hunt alone. I just hope I never forget the memories, end quote. Okay, so that gives you an idea of my prayers these last weeks. And you sit there and you say, who wants to listen to those ramblings? Well, today we learn one person does, right? Good. The story of the widow today is this. You may drive people nuts, but you can't drive God nuts. Persevere. God never grows tired of our prayers. As a matter of fact, he's the one that says this, ask, seek, and knock. And yet, I always tell you this, in this, you got to let God be God. So here it is. Pray and persevere and let God do the rest. That's what it's all about. So God's blessings to all of you. as we gather this day.